17 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, and Kenny Pratt visiting with us this morning, Marsh County Coroner, and also with the Marsh County Rescue Squad, and that's what we're talking about this morning, and you've got a big chili supper and benefit dinner coming up this Saturday.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Doing great. Good morning, sir.
And tell us about the event Saturday.
Yes, sir. So October 14th, we've got a chili supper at our building. It's 201 Ash Street. That's our squad building. This is our second year for our chili supper. The chili supper starts at 5 p.m. And then at 6 p.m. we have our local judge, Kevin Spraggs. He's going to be hosting our auction. And we have all kinds of goodies there. We've got a 30-06, a 22. We have a handmade knife. We have a handmade hatchet there, a bunch of blankets and quilts made from some of our local women, some baskets, some cakes. There's going to be a large variety of things for a little bit for everybody. There's going to be some sports tickets, and we've had a lot of very generous donators from near and far. We've had some quite special people donate things here.
That's wonderful. Of course, this was all to benefit the rescue squad. It's almost 100% donation based. It may be 100%.
It is, absolutely. We're 100% wow. Donation based, and we're one, you know, every year we have to do these fundraisers, and without these fundraisers, we can't function.
Yeah, and you think of the cost of equipment, gasoline, everything that goes into what you do, and it's not an inexpensive venture.
Oh, absolutely not.
And it's such a blessing to have you guys and ladies doing this job.
Absolutely. You know, this weekend, in Walmart, we had a missing two-year-old that we got called for, and within 10, 15 minutes, we actually found the two-year-old. So it's within a moment's notice, we can be called and have to help find somebody. So we had a good outcome.
So this is a way that you can help and enjoy some good chili as well. I was there last year, and it's delicious chili, all different kinds, too.
Oh, yes, sir.
Anything you want, all the fixings and everything.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have several members will make chili, and then some of the local restaurants will make chili for us, too. So there'll be plenty for everybody. There'll be a bunch of desserts. Nobody should leave hungry. It's all you can eat. We'll have donations there at the door. It should be a fun time. We're going to have face painting there. We'll have a place set up, too, where people can have pictures made. We'll have a photographer there, so you can sit there and have a little backdrop, you know, fall backdrop. And so it should be a fun time for the families and kids and just for everybody.
Yeah.
Be a good community event.
And lots of kids wore costumes, too, it seemed like.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if that's...
Well, it's that time of year.
Yeah.
It's that time of year, yes, sir.
Because it is pretty close to Halloween, so
absolutely.
So let the kids, if they pay a lot for the costumes, another chance to wear them.
Might as well get out and enjoy it. It'll be a fun time.
It will. And it gets started at 5 o'clock, you said?
Yes, sir. It starts at 5 o'clock. The chili supper does, and at 6 o'clock is when the auction starts.
All right. So I know you'd love to see a big crowd out there, and the more the merrier. And
just, absolutely.
And just help out any way that you can. And it's, again, chili and all the fixings, and they'll have auction as well. Judge Spraggs will be the auctioneer, and it gets started at 5 o'clock. And what time does it start to wrap up?
Well, as soon as the auction's over, you know, we'll wrap up. But the auction, I'm sure it's going to take a little while because we've got a bunch of merchandise to auction off. And just however long, you know, that takes us to do it, we'll go till it ends. So.
All right. And you mentioned a few of the things the rescue squad does. I remember during the devastating tornadoes, you know, you're out searching houses for for folks. And, you know, it's just it's one of those things where I don't know that the community knows how to really appreciate the job that you do sometimes, and because you're always there to do that job.
Yep. During the actual night of the tornado, we actually did 16 rescues that night, the night of the tornado, and then 45 days after the tornado, we spent almost every day doing some sort of mission set, whether it's going out cutting things up or getting food out to people, or carrying things to people, or just one thing, getting stuff on the water. We also linked up with Living Lands and Waters and helped with a large cleanup at Cambridge Shores. We got millions and millions of pounds of debris out of the waterways in Kentucky Lake there. We helped with that. We also set up and led the dive event where we had several dive teams come in, and we would go down and connect things up, buoys up to the debris in the water, and then Living Lands and Waters would come in and pick it up and put it on their barge. and we coordinated that and set that up.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, thank you, Kenny, and I appreciate you and everybody there at the Rescue Squad. And this is a way that, again, that the community can show your support and help out the efforts and help pay for some of that equipment that you use, and just to keep everything maintained. You've got some nice equipment, but it's not cheap, is it?
Oh, no, sir. It's it's all our vehicles we have to maintain. You know, we're always looking to get new things, and equipment's not cheap. You know, we have airplane locator. You know, this past year when Trick County, there's two Army helicopters that crashed. We actually got called, and we actually went over and assisted with that, locating the soldiers. There's 11 service members that died in that helicopter crash, and we were one of the first agencies that they called, and we went over and helped with that. Mm-hmm. So we actually have devices, and we actually have some members now that have cadaver dogs. That we have HRD dogs. They go out and can find human remains and things of that nature.
Yeah, so appreciate what you do, though, for sure.
Yes, sir.
And there's another fundraiser going on, too, isn't there?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So we also have our photo fundraiser that's going on right now. We have mailed out in everybody's mailbox in Marshall County. You should have got a photo fundraiser certificate in there. And basically, we teamed up with Crystal Clear Photography here in Draftonville and kept everything local, and so she's working with us. And if you want your picture made, it's $30, and we've got some dates there. You can go in and see her and get your picture made, make a donation, or if you just want to donate to the squad, you can. It's got our address on there. You can also, it's got a QR code where you can get on there and donate online. There's multiple ways you can donate. But any donation is great. It goes a long way.
Yeah, and it's a good point. You don't have to wait for a chili supper.
Absolutely.
You just drop a check in the mail or do that QR code and
yes, sir.
And help out, because it's wonderful to have a service like the Marshall County Rescue Squad. Not every county has this either.
No, absolutely. And you know, one thing I also point out there too, we're always looking for volunteers. And you know, some people say, well, you know, I can't do certain things. We'll find a job for you. And, you know, it's one of those things, if you can't go out on the water, hey, we've got some people that are really good at paperwork, or you know, doing things behind the scenes, or hey, they can go get things for us or whatever. We'll find a job for you. If you want to volunteer, come see us second Thursday of the month. We meet at 6:30 at our squad building, 201 Ash Street in Benton, Kentucky. We'll find a job for you, but we're always looking for volunteers. We need it. We live in a time now where it's harder to find volunteers. Mm-hmm. We're always seeking volunteers. You know, we need those.
And you help with all, set up all the training and everything that goes into that. But, yeah, exactly. Some good folks, because Kurt can only do it so long, right?
Yes, sir.
And how long have you been doing this, Kenny?
15 years now.
15 years. Yep. My goodness. You still seem to enjoy it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate your job as Marshall County Coroner as well. So,
yes, sir. Thank you.
And, Kenny Pratt visiting with us this morning, talking about the chili supper. It will be this Saturday. It starts at 5 o'clock at the Marshall County Rescue Squad building on Ash Street, and it's also a good chance to check out what's going on there. You can see the
Absolutely.
Building and some of the equipment.
Yep.
Enjoy some good food and good fellowship. And bring your checkbooks. All right. Well, thank you so much, Kenny.
Thank you.
Right,
we look forward to seeing you.
Appreciate what you do. All right. Well, we'll get to a break and be back right after this.